welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hi friends, it's Friday. I know for many of you, this was the week of your kids going back to school finally, and I hope you've had a good week. It is so good to have routines for your family, and I know that my kids definitely thrive on those routines, even when, you know, it's harder to get up in the morning and get out the door quickly, or packing lunches or doing homework. You know, all those things bring with it, you know, kind of additional stresses and things, but ultimately, I love the routine. I love, you know, looking forward to the next week because I can kind of map it out well, and I love it. So I hope that you are loving your life too and that your kids are transitioning well. Don't we just love these teachers that love our kids? Oh, it is invaluable to send your kid off into the classroom every day and just feel like they are in such good hands. And I feel that way with my kids' teachers this year, and I hope that you feel the same. So today, I am so excited, you guys. So a couple weeks ago, Mel Gunnell of Mel's Kitchen Cafe, she launched an e-cookbook. And she had kind of alluded to that on our podcast a couple months ago when she recorded with me that she maybe had something in the works that was going to be coming out, a cookbook of sorts. And it's true. She launched her e-cookbook, and you can purchase it online now at her website, melskitchencafe.com. And all of the proceeds go to a really great organization that she has partnered with and believes in Africa. And so when I found out about the cookbook, I automatically purchased the cookbook because I'm like 30 unique new recipes for Mel. Of course I want that. I mean, it just blows my mind that she can even have 30 new recipes after such an array on her blog that we've been getting for free all these years. But so first I wanted to support her and support this organization. So I bought the cookbook first out, and then I looked through it, and oh, you guys, there's so much good stuff. And then I reached out to her and said, Mel, you're amazing. Thank you for doing this cookbook. And you want to talk about it on the podcast and share the mission of the organization you're working with and more info about the cookbook on the podcast. And she said, yes, I'd love to. So today I'm talking with Mel of Mel's Kitchen Cafe. We're going to talk about this new e-cookbook. We're also going to talk about the organization. And she's going to do a great giveaway of 5 cookbooks. Yay, Mel. You guys are going to love this cookbook. You're going to love my conversation with Mel today. And yeah, let's get to it. All right. I want to welcome back Mel. Hi, Mel. How are you?
Hey, Jessica. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, you're so welcome. You are one of my very favorite guests I've ever had on the show. So it was a great episode
I'm
so excited to have you back talking about something a little bit different this time. You kind of alluded to it on our past episode. You might have had something in the works. And so this was the thing, right?
Yeah, this is kind of one of the things. There's maybe a few more things coming down the road, but this is probably on the more exciting end of the spectrum.
Okay, so tell me what you just launched.
So I launched an e-cookbook that has really been in process, I would say, for years. I have had this idea brewing in my head, and I've started it and stopped it and started it and stopped it, and most of the reasons I've stopped it are just life.
Yeah.
Gets too busy, but I ended up launching it last week or the week before to benefit an organization I had gotten involved with and ended up going to Africa with in June. And that actually, the experience of going to Africa made me realize, okay, I can either be a slacker for the rest of my life, or I can finally finish this book and use it to do some good. And so I tried really, really hard to finish it, and in the end was able to launch it with the proceeds benefiting Mentors International, which is the group that I went to Africa with. So it's been really exciting to see how it's doing, and just to know that in a way I'm giving back. I have been so blessed on my blog, like just amazingly blessed. When I started it nearly a decade ago, I had no idea that it would be what it is today. And so I've actually really been praying and wanting a way to give back in a way that would be impactful. And I feel like this is it in part. I hope to do more in the future, but for now, I think that this is what I wanted to do with the ebook to help. Yeah. So
I love that. How did you get involved with this organization or find out about them in the first place? And what exactly do they do?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we've known about their organization for a while. Brian's family, my husband Brian, his family has interacted with this organization for a while. And so we have known Mark, the CEO of Mentors, for a while. And you've gotten to know about their organization and been familiar with them. They are an organization that gives microloans to men and women in poverty-stricken nations. And so there's other organizations that do this, and their idea, their philosophy, Mentors International in particular, is that they want to give a hand up instead of a hand out. Mm. And so their mission is to eradicate poverty, which sounds like a lofty goal, but when I saw what they were doing in Africa particularly, I was completely blown away by the power that these microloans have. What happens is, I can only speak for Ghana, because I haven't been to their other locations. They're all over the world, in Guatemala and Honduras, and it operates the same way. But I was able to meet the clients that have loans in Africa. And these men and women who live in extreme poverty, we're talking, they probably live on $200 a year.
Wow.
And so they live in these extreme poverty situations, and many of them want to improve their life. But you can imagine, without education, without the access to funding, that seems like a daunting possibility and probably an impossible possibility. So Mentors goes into these small villages, and not only do they offer these microloans, the microloans usually start at about $100 American, sometimes even less. So they're very small loans. That's less than a trip. You know, when I go to Costco, I can't get out of Costco without $200 or less, right? So, so they get these small loans, and then what Mentors does, it's not like they give them the money and they get out of there. They offer education classes to these men and women. So not only are the men and women getting a chance to take a small amount of money and create a business or invest that money, but then Mentors offers them the business education that they probably have never received elsewhere. So education on how to keep books, or how to manage employees, how to develop a business plan. Or if someone wants to make bread in their village, Mentors will say, well, there's already 8 people making bread. Maybe we should look at something different so that you have a chance to succeed. Mm. So it is remarkable. It is really remarkable to see what they're doing. And not only are they doing it, but I mean, it's working. Just in Africa, they've only been in Ghana for a year, over a year now, probably like 16 months. They have over 500 clients that have these loans, and they have a 100% payback rate. That means 100% of these people have paid back their loans, which I think shows you how committed and dedicated they are to changing their lives. So I am so passionate about this program and this organization, because seeing it firsthand, I knew my life would be changed going over there and seeing it. But being able to see it firsthand, it not only for me personally did it reorder and create perspective in my life, but I was so humbled by these people who are working so hard for so little.
Absolutely. Wow. And I mean, it seems like in America, we have unlimited resources at our fingertips, you know, and like you're saying, it's like $100 US can be life-changing to them.
Right. Life-changing. And wow. The wonderful thing about this is a dollar given gives and gives and gives, because that dollar is loaned out and then it's repaid back.
Yes.
And then it's loaned out and then it's paid back. And so that dollar has exponential benefits to these people that need a little bit of money to start something. And their businesses are not, they're not huge. It's not like they're creating these 5-star hotels. They're putting a small shop in their village to sell drinks, and they're not usually even cold drinks. They're just drinks in their village. And then someone else is wanting electricity to have an electric grain mill instead of a hand, you know, a hand crank grain mill. So, you know, you look at their lives and how they are looking at it from their perspective of what would make their lives a little bit better, a little bit easier, and what would benefit their villages. That's what they're trying to implement. And it's so doable. They just need the resources to do that. And that's why when I came back, I realized, it was a little hard coming back and trying to say, how do I not feel guilty for everything that
right.
I have?
Right.
Because I have so much. And I know that there are so many people, even in the United States, that need our help. And so I think we need to help wherever we can. But I have so much, and the people that I saw in Ghana have so little. But the truth is, they are so happy. Their attitudes and outlook on life, they don't feel bad for their circumstances. In fact, most of the people that we talked to, when we asked them, you know, what would you say to someone who wants to donate to mentors? And most of their responses, they would say, tell them that God will bless them. Hmm. And this one woman in particular said, tell them that they will be blessed like Abraham. The multitudes of all the grains of sand in the sea. And sure, their point was, we aren't resentful that people have more. We are just grateful that they're willing to help us. And I loved that. I loved their humility, and yet they are the hardest workers. They just exuded strength and passion. And most of the clients that we met were women, which I loved being a woman, seeing their strength. Honestly, Jessica, in the same situation, I don't know that I would be as strong,
right?
You know, being able to do what they do. They impressed me. I loved every minute, but that's why coming back, I was like, what can I do?
Yeah.
How do I use the platform that I have to do good, to do something good? And that's kind of how the ebook got started. I actually, a couple weeks ago, posted on my blog about mentors, kind of a call to action. If there's anyone that can find it in their heart or are willing to donate. And I was blown away by the response of people that just donated to mentors. And then on top of that, I asked again. I have asked a lot of my readers the last couple weeks. I said, if you care to donate again in a way, it's the roundabout way, and buy this e-cookbook, all of the proceeds will go to mentors. And we've raised close to $50,000 between the donations and the e-cookbook, which honestly, in a million years, I never thought would happen. It has really been a humbling experience to be part of.
That is so encouraging. And like what the message they were spreading there is that abundance mentality. It's like, yes, we're privileged and we have a lot, but there's enough for everybody. And so we don't need to just feel like superficial in our own little bubble here, but in turn, like, we can live our lives and do good and give, and we can empower them to feel abundant as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do good. And they're doing good in their own lives. I feel like it's not a comparison. It's not how much someone gives versus how much I give, or even what someone's circumstances are. I think it's just taking your own life and saying, what can I do? And it could be small. In fact, this makes me emotional. This is much more serious of a conversation than we had last time, but I had some emails a couple weeks ago when I launched this on my website. A few readers emailed me personally and basically said to me, I want to give, but I don't have a lot. And they gave up their grocery budget that week to donate to mentors. And I actually emailed Mark, the CEO of Mentors, when all this was happening. And I said to him, you know, this may not be the same as your large corporations that come in and give, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But just so you know, some of my readers, a lot of them are giving the widow's mite. I mean, they literally are giving everything they have. And to me, there's more power in that.
Absolutely.
You know, that there's that willingness to give and to serve. So I have been so humbled by that. I have heard a lot of stories of people wanting to be involved. And we all have different circumstances and means. Not all of us have, you know, extra money that we can give, but they want to get involved somehow and help. And I really loved seeing that. And sometimes in the internet world, in the blogging world, it can seem like there's just haters, you know, that there's people that will say mean and rotten things online. And while I do get a lot of positive feedback, sometimes I do get burdened down by that. And I felt 2 weeks ago, overwhelmingly, like there is a lot of good in this world.
I love that.
And there are a lot of people that want to do good. And I mean, I have just loved every minute of this, of being part of this and feeling like you know, what else can I do? You know, what else can I do? It just makes me keep thinking that I want to keep giving back somehow.
And I mean, you're just proof that when you do find a way to give, whether it's to this organization or a local one or something that you're already involved with, you know, going to visit a neighbor who might be a shut-in and may just need a hug today, you know, like it's, the point is we need to look around us and see who might be in need. And maybe it's financial donations, maybe it's just your presence, but doing something today will not only make their day, but it really humbles and empowers you as well.
Absolutely. And that's what I came away from this feeling like, there's not only one place to serve.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's not only one, I feel like you're constantly bombarded with donate here, donate here, donate here. And so in a lot of ways, that's not really the point. That's not the purpose. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's more saying, what can I do that will do good for somebody else?
Right.
And like you said, that may be someone down the street. That may be
someone
local. There's a lot of people that need our help. And I just being able to help raise that awareness. And even for me personally, I sometimes it's easy to just get involved in my own life and I'm busy. You know, I don't always have the time, or I don't feel like I have the time, but this was a great reminder that I can always find the time to serve and help somebody else.
Yeah.
And I've needed that reminder. It's been a good kind of perspective shift and just a way to reorder my own life to say, what really are the priorities, and what will I, at the end of the day, what is really going to create meaning in my life?
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And this isn't just a call for people to donate, all the listeners to donate. It's a matter of just like raising that awareness that here's another opportunity, if this speaks to you, for you to get involved. That's all, you know?
Right.
And so it's just great to bring this awareness, because I mean, I'd never even heard of this organization before. And
right.
I'm so glad to know about it now, because I think it is such a meaningful organization that's doing so much good. And it's just another thing to bring to my awareness. And I love that.
Right. And that's what it is. I was really wanting just to create the awareness for people to know that this is happening, and it's happening all over the world. This particular organization is doing it all over the world. Yeah, so the e-cookbook is basically 30 brand new recipes. I didn't publish any recipes that were already on my blog. I wanted to give readers like 100% new exclusive content. And so, and the recipes are ones I've really, like, over the last couple months, they're recipes that I would put on my blog 100%, like tried and true best recipes, but I was reserving them for this book because I wanted them to really be like the best of the best.
Amazing. Amazing. And it's a main dish and a side pairing to it, which I think is genius.
Yep. I feel like this e-cookbook was kind of a labor of love, in a sense that I really wanted it to be extraordinary.
So it's $9.99. And how can people buy it? And then all the proceeds go to Mentoring International.
So on if you go to my homepage, mousekitchencafe.com, and right on the sidebar, there's a widget that has access to buy the book. It'll actually take you to the post that I did kind of explaining a little bit about why I'm doing it, because I want people to know that before they just launch into buying it. Anyway, and then from there, it's really easy. It's sold on a service called Gumroad, and you can pop over there and purchase it, and you'll get an email almost instantly with the downloads that you can use to access it. And you can look at it. I mean, it's just like any e-book or e-cookbook, but you can look at it on your desktop or a mobile device. It's formatted to be compatible with all of those. And actually, because my mother is not necessarily as techie as she wants to be, or we all want her to be, she begged me to offer a free printable. So there's a free printable offered with it. If you are more inclined to just want to print it out, a black and white printable that you can just shove in your recipe binders or keep stapled or something. So
that's amazing. Do you have any favorites? I mean, I know that there are 30 like awesome recipes, but what is like a standout or a few standouts in your mind?
Yeah, that's a really unfair question.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
That's like choosing a favorite child. I don't know. I absolutely love the honey balsamic pulled pork.
Mm.
It's like a super easy slow cooker recipe. It's to die for. And the coleslaw that goes along with that.
Okay.
It's amazing. That combination is probably my favorite in the book. And then the brownie cookies. They are not to be ignored. They absolutely need to be in everybody's life. They're delicious.
You had me at slow cooker.
I have to tell you this really quickly because it's super funny. So someone left me a comment after she had bought the e-cookbook. I think she left it on Instagram. I don't remember. And she said, I made the brownie cookies. And ridiculously, I turned to my husband and said, "You'll never believe this. These taste just like a brownie in cookie form," which is how I described the recipe. Right. I'm like, "Hey, if you want a brownie cookie form," and she's like, "I felt so ridiculous." And yes. She's like, "But it's true. That's exactly what they taste." So
amazing. Anyway, that was fun. So amazing. That's so awesome. Yeah, there are so many great recipes. And especially now that we're back to school and trying to meal plan better.
Oh, yes.
This will just give you a few ideas so you're not like scouring Pinterest for hours. This is can be your go-to 30 recipes and they'll be awesome. Yeah.
Right. And honestly, like if you want to make the pulled pork like 5 nights a week, no one's going to come to your house and judge you. So I'm all about like just choosing something, make it work.
Yes. That's the best.
I
love it. I love it so much. So you are obviously raising money for this great organization, but you're also really kind that you want to do a few giveaways, don't you, of this cookbook?
Yes, I would love to. And I would love to give away 5 of the e-cookbooks for anyone that wants to enter.
Okay.
So that would be really fun.
That's amazing. Okay. So I think what we can do is we'll do this as an Instagram giveaway. If you'll go to Instagram, I'll post a picture of your e-cookbook. And if people enter, they can follow me at JessicaDalquist3, follow you at Mel's Kitchen Cafe. That way they're always up to date on your recipes. And then if they'll tag 2 friends in a comment, they can enter as many times as they want. And we'll give away 5. Yeah. We'll give away 5.
That sounds awesome.
But obviously.
Yeah, and if they've already bought it, they can give it as a gift.
Oh, so, great. That's a great idea.
Work out that way too.
And obviously, if you feel compelled to want to donate $9.99, the proceeds will go to this great organization. Please buy the cookbook and tell me that you did, and we'll enter you anyways.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you can give
it away.
That's
a great idea.
Yep.
That's
yep.
A great idea.
Yeah, just tell me that you already bought it. Yep, and please just give away the cookbook to a friend that might need a little boost in their kitchen. Well, awesome.
Yeah,
Mel,
seriously.
You're so awesome, and thank you for the work that you're doing on this cookbook. I can't wait to make more of the recipes and just for your involvement in this great organization and bringing this to my awareness. I love it. I love everything that you're doing and that they're doing.
Thank you for
so
being
good.
Willing to help get the word out. That's,
yeah.
That's the most important part.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The more people that can know about it, the better. So
exactly.
Thank you, Jessica.
I totally agree. All right. You have an awesome day, and I can't wait to announce the winners.
Okay.
We'll announce the winners. This is a Friday episode. We'll announce the winners next Friday.
Perfect.
Okay,
I love
cool.
It.
Have an awesome day.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Jessica. Bye-bye.
Don't you just love Mel? Oh, I love chatting with her again today. Like I said in the last episode, I wish we were neighbors, and I still wish that. So if you're interested in getting this cookbook, go to Mel's Kitchen Cafe, click on the widget. Of course, I would love for you to purchase it because the proceeds go to this amazing charity. But if you also want to enter to win, you can win it for yourself. You can win it for a friend and make somebody else's day. Go over to Instagram today and on the picture of the e-cookbook that says episode number 71, you can enter right there. Make sure you're following me at JessicaDalquist3. Follow Mel at Mel's Kitchen Cafe. And you can tag friends in the comments. And if you do that, you can tag 2 friends per comment and you're entered every single time that you comment. We'll pick 5 winners for 5 cookbooks and we'll announce the winners next Friday. So the drawing will close next Thursday. I just think Mel's so inspirational with her involvement with this organization, and I just love the work she's doing, and obviously I love her recipes. So there you go. So next week we have an awesome episode for you. It's Hannah Elo, and if you're not already familiar with Hannah, she is an adoptive mom of 2 little girls who are so darling. She's going to talk about her road to adoption and all the really miraculous, special things that lined up so that she could bring her little girls home. You're going to love getting to know Hannah next Tuesday. I hope you have an awesome day and you just enjoy your weekend with your family. See you next Tuesday with another episode with another extraordinary mom.